Hello, this is Angelina, and I'm talking about dogs and their breeds, and mostly some interesting facts. As most people know, dogs were domesticated and now come in various shapes and sizes to get these desired variations to their breeds. Although often overlooked because of the excitement of spots and stripes, dogs are simply inbred to retain the desired traits, and of course, that can lead to multiple health issues. Some examples of this are bulldogs and pugs. The smushed faces, although cute, cause respiratory problems, and it can become life-threatening if the dog is simply overheated or tired. Also, a pug's eyes come with the risk of actually popping out during fights. One other large problem with breeds is trophy dogs, like the Tibetan Mastiff. It was really popular in China, but during a crash in the Tibetan Mastiff economy, thousands of the dogs have been left to the streets where they could potentially attack citizens. Although shelters have been made, and one in 2013 was built, and now holds around 7,000 dogs, they were bred so large and so much that some of them were reproduced via labs. Although some dogs have been bred without proper consideration, other breeds have been useful to people for a long, long time, like herding dogs, police dogs, dogs that sniff out drugs in the airplanes, and other dogs that help people that can't see or with disabilities. As interesting as purebred dogs are today, they aren't exactly necessary. In today's day-to-day life, we don't really require working dogs to work on farms and fields or to chase away wolves. Today, we're really just looking for a companion or family to live in our home. So rather than looking for a German Shepherd, we should probably be looking for a loyal friend, most likely in shelters or just other places. Like rescues. Thank you for listening, and I've had a grand time and all that writing this. And next time I'll probably be talking about eating competitions. Bye.